Well, hey there. Welcome to the Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby. Thanks for being here today on the podcast. Now, you survived. The eclipse happened and we're still here. Hey, I've got some thoughts about the eclipse that I'm going to talk about in a couple of different episodes, but man, I don't know if you got to see it totally, but very, very cool. Well, today on the podcast, we're going to talk about this one idea, and it's the idea of forgiveness. And the reason why is forgiveness is such a big deal. I think there's a lot of really false thinking about forgiveness. I think the act of forgiveness gets watered down. It gets abused. It gets cheapened. And so I want to talk about what forgiveness is not. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5 has this one part of the verse that says, "Love isn't selfish or quick-tempered. It doesn't keep a record of wrongs that others do." And so whenever you look at the Bible, there's a lot of things that forgiveness is not. Before we can understand what it really is, we need to understand what it's not. Firstly, forgiveness is not conditional. In other words, it's not based on how somebody else responds to you. See, true forgiveness is unconditional. It's not earned, it's not deserved, it's not bargained for, it's not paid for, it's not based on some promise that you'll never do it again. If you say to somebody, or if you think it, "I'll forgive you if," that's not forgiveness. That's actually bargaining. So forgiveness is not conditional. Number two, forgiveness is not minimizing the seriousness of the offense. There really is a big difference between being wounded and being wronged. Being wounded is something that is accidental and it doesn't require forgiveness. When you are wronged, someone intentionally meant to hurt you, and that requires forgiveness. So don't confuse those. Number three, forgiveness is not resuming a relationship without changes. See, the Bible teaches that forgiveness and restoring a relationship are two different things. Think about this. Forgiveness is instant, but trust must be built over a long period of time. Forgiveness is your part of the reconciliation, but a relationship to be restored, the offender has to do three other things that are unrelated to forgiveness. Here's what they need to do. They, number one, need to demonstrate genuine repentance. Number two, they need to make a restitution whenever they can. And then number three, they need to rebuild the trust with you by proving that they have changed over time. Number four, forgiveness is not forgetting what happened. It's impossible to try to forget something. I mean, think about it. Try to forget something right now. You can't do it. You can't forget what you had to eat the last time. You can't forget something like that, right? And so when you're trying to forget something, what are you actually focusing on? You're focusing on the thing that you want to forget. And whatever you focus on, you tend to move toward. See, the key is not forgetting. The key is learning to see it through the lens of grace and God's sovereignty and discovering how He can turn even bad things into good in your life. If you'll trust Him, if you'll respond in the right way. And the last one is this, number five, forgiveness is not my right when I wasn't the one that was hurt. See, only the victim has the right to forgive. You can't forgive people who haven't hurt you. The truth is there's always a cost to sin and there's always a cost to forgiveness. That's why you have to understand what forgiveness is not before you can take a look at what forgiveness really is. And so let me ask you this question. Is there somebody you need to forgive? And when I say forgive, you don't need to forget it. You don't need to act like it didn't happen, but that you extend the same grace that God has shown you to the life of somebody else. It doesn't mean that you're unwise. It doesn't mean that you're careless about future relationships, but it does mean that you do what God did in your own life. You extend forgiveness. Thanks again for being here today. If you're around Sugar Hill Church, you know that we're making a big deal about groups. Man, we have seen how God uses small groups to help people grow, and we want you to be part of that. One of the easiest ways to do that is to jump into a semester group. Those launch the week of September 10th through the 16th. And so some of them are 6, 7, or 8 weeks, and it's an easy way to be in there long enough that you get to know people, but you're not signing your life away. And so I want to encourage you, download the Sugar Hill Church app and click the Find a Group button or visit our website, and you can find a listing of every group that's offered on Sunday mornings and throughout the week. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.